Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Did you see Furiosa, the Mad Max prequel that came out over the Memorial Day weekend?
This was the big blockbuster offering, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. To kick off the summer movie series.
If you didn't see it, you're not alone. The box office numbers, not very spectacular over the Memorial Day weekend. In fact, the worst in 30 years. So how do you fix this problem? Or can it be fixed? Joining us now on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline on Wisconsin's Morning News is on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
So is this a concern, or is it just a couple of bad movies this weekend?
It's a little bit of both, you know. I mean, it's not good to have the worst a weekend in over 30 years. And, you know, it hasn't been a very strong start to the summer period in terms of The Fall Guy underperformed, if the John Krasinski kids movie underperformed. But at the same time, this is kind of what people expected going into this summer, because we didn't really have the big blockbustery names that you expect to have. You didn't have the obvious giant tent poles because of the ongoing, because of the Hollywood strikes, because of the delays that happened because of that. So as a result, you didn't have the obvious Marvel movie to start the year. You didn't have, you know, the A-grade franchises that people are used to. You had The Fall Guy, which is basically an original action comedy starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, who've never really on their own drawn as movie stars. You have a Mad Max prequel, which even Fury Road, with massive hype, with Charlize Theron and Tom Hardy, with great trailers, with decades worth of buzz, even that movie only got $45 million its opening weekend and lost massively to Pitch Perfect 2 its opening weekend. So, you know, it's kind of been an odd start to the summer, and I think there was hope that with last year with Barbie and Oppenheimer doing so well, that audiences were going to go beyond superhero movies and sequels, that there was kind of an excitement about movies beyond those giant tentpoles. And this summer is proving that that's not the case, that those were maybe more exceptions versus the new rule of what audiences are excited to see.
Man, I think it's a separate question, too, isn't it, as to whether or not we'll continue to see great storytelling in the movies as we move on versus whether or not people will go physically to the theater to consume that content.
Yeah, it's a bummer because there's all this gloom and doom about, you know, Furiosa not doing well and The Fall Guy doing well. And these are good movies. Furiosa is a good movie. The Fall Guy is a good movie. It's just they're not playing to giant audiences right now. And there's lots of reasons for that. Part of that is, you know, training audiences away from going to the movies and more into streaming, as we've seen in recent years. Some of that is, you know, the price of movie tickets, which has gone up over recent years and has continued to go up. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, what do people want to spend their money on? Do they want to watch something at home for air quotes free, or do they want to go and commit to see something in theaters? And again, you know, this is a Mad Max movie. No Mad Max movie has ever really been a juggernaut of a franchise. These are weird R-rated movies. So maybe expecting it to produce like a giant, like Oppenheimer, like Dune, was maybe a bad idea.
Well, does Gen Z go and see movies? I can't tell you the last time any of my children came up to me and said, "Hey, can you take me to a movie?"
They do. They see movies differently. You know, the famous quote is, you know, we used to go to the movies. Now people go to a movie. They want to see a particular movie. So, you know, Dune did great. Dune was seen by multiple generations. I mean, Barbie and Oppenheimer just last year did massive across all generations, including Gen Z. The Super Mario Brothers movie did really well amongst Gen Z. Five Nights at Freddy's last year did incredibly around Gen Z. I think they would like their own franchises too, you know? How many retreads of old franchises from the 80s and 70s and 90s are we going to give them? Why don't we give kids new franchises? There's a reason why Despicable Me and those movies do really well, and it's because that generation grew up with those movies. That's their franchise. They don't really want to see another Ghostbusters. They don't really want to see another Mad Max. Those franchises don't mean anything to them.
Good stuff. Matt Miller from iMilwaukee.com. Always appreciate your perspective.
No, thanks for having me.